Chapter 73. Ron and Keats were out mowing grass for what Ron hoped would be the last time this year. They had a system now. Unbelievably, the system had been Keats' idea. He did not like the sound of the lawnmower, but always felt the need to walk alongside Ron whenever he went out on the property. He was a young male dog now. He was incredibly strong through his back legs and through his shoulders. He loved to swim and did with a growing agility that caused Ron amazement. So Keats would go to the midpoint of the area Ron was mowing and sit. After Ron passed with the mower, Keats would move back just the width that Ron and the mower made. Keats' eyes never left Ron's progress. Ron was trying to create a gym-style workout on the property. It was fine as far as strength was concerned, but difficult when it came to aerobics. Keats setting the marker caused Ron to be able to go faster and not worry about whether he was moving in a straight line. He smiled and gave Keats a good boy as he passed him. The happy Keats would scurry back, take up his new position. He was a rich liver brown, curly coated being. When he naturally sat, he was straight and proud and almost regal in his stillness. Because the sun was still strong, he was panting slightly with what seemed like a smile, red tongue lightly quivering between his growing incisor teeth. Ron would mow for about an hour and a half and then stop. The cycle of mowing would take 3 afternoons this way. At this time of year, it could be done every 2 weeks. But in June, the cycle was endless. They had developed this system in June. When Ron clicked off the motor, Keats would bound over. Ron would hold him and Keats would lick his face or the sweat from his neck. Ron would find a stick and toss it a few times, but would give up when Keats would not give it back, and Ron ran out of new sticks. He pushed the lawnmower towards the barn. Keats ran alongside and gave a rare bark. "We'll go down to the lake after dinner," said Ron. Angel's car pulled into the barn driveway as Ron was putting the lawnmower away. Not for the first time, Ron thought that it would not take much to convert this barn into an apartment and a barn. All that was needed was water. Keats was not comfortable in the barn and liked to stand outside of the door and wait. It was the darkness and the smells. If he saw Ron was not coming back out, he would venture in, but it was not his first inclination. Angel, Ron, and Keats met up alongside the barn. "How was your day?" said Ron. "It was good," said Angel. "I found a place to live." Ron thought that was fast, but said, "Come on inside and tell your mother and I about it." Celeste was thrilled when she saw all of them come into the house at the same time. Motown was playing loudly as she cooked. The Drifters sang "Under the Boardwalk," and Celeste was thinking about how she was actually going to accomplish this trip to the beach. "I can have dinner on the table in 10 minutes, said Celeste. "What can we do?" said Ron. "You could feed Keats," said Celeste, delegating. "Angel, you could set the table." When they worked like a team this way, it was fluid and easy. Ron would make a bit more of a mess feeding Keats than Celeste did, and Angel would put more things on the table than they needed, but it felt good when they worked this way. Dinner was boiled and cleaned shrimp with fresh tomato salad, corn on the cob, and crusty Italian bread. It was what they called their summer meal. It was a two-room apartment in Hackensack, with a tiny kitchenette and a decent bathroom. The building is safe and clean. The front door is locked. Ron had been pretty strident about her safety since she floated the idea of sharing a house with three guys in Montclair. Angel was looking from one of their faces to the other as she spoke. Ron said, "How far away from the school is that?" "I don't know," shrugged Angel. 15 minutes, maybe? But it's got great transportation to New York City." Celeste saw that register on Ron's face and spoke quickly. "That sounds very nice. I can't wait to see it. I lived in Hackensack. Where is it?" Ron was trying to convince Keats that shrimp were really good, but Keats wasn't having it. He listened as Angel and Celeste talked about location. Then Celeste looked over to Ron, but said to Angel, "I know that area. It is busy, but very safe." She knew Ron would accede to her on all things Bergen County. That was her territory. Essex County was his. It was how these two lifer Jersey people divided up things. Celeste told the story about taking her clients to the shore over corn. They always watched with some peculiar interest as Ron stood his ear up and carved the kernels with a knife. They heard his stories about why, but found them less interesting than the peculiarity of not wanting that feel of sinking your teeth into a juicy ear of corn. Angel said, "So what are you going to do? Have them race up and down the boardwalk in the wheelchairs? Or maybe have some kind of demolition derby?"